It is party time, Mom. Welcome to another episode of the Chad Pray the Show. Glad you guys are here in Studio 22. Did you know that Puppet Master Mark and Candice, the queen of the Ethiopians, I want you to get yourselves on camera over there, but just come on, click over there. Look over there. I want you to look over Candice's shoulder. Look at that thing. Herbert, the silent deer. You know what? People have asked me. They said, somebody said, we love the new studio, but here's the problem. You're missing some things. You're missing the picture of Willie. You're missing the head. You're missing Herbert, the silent deer, and you're missing the Eisenhower helmet that he got shot in the head with. Do we even know where those items are? I know Herbert made it over because he made the walk. Mark, do we even know where those items are? Are they still hiding out at the other building?
I'm pretty sure that the head and the helmet are within like a 15-second walk of here right now. As I speak.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Well, you know, who knows?
Who knows?
It's sort of like a Where's Waldo. Like, you never know when they're just going to pop up, right? And so, don't worry about it. We've got the buffalo over the fireplace, which is Mighty Heaton. That is the name of the buffalo, the big dead buffalo. Check him out over there. Look at Mighty Heaton. Can you see him? And, of course, we brought the guitars over. We got the Marshall speakers and boxes. We got our, you know, our fine collection of whiskeys back here, which, by the way, we haven't touched them. We haven't touched them, Mom. Party down, Mom. Stay horned. I got a special episode for you today. We're going to visit one of my very favorite people, a very special person, somebody that has been through a lot and is doing a lot because of what she's been through. She is the mother of Mark Allen Lee, who is the very first Navy SEAL who lost his life in Operation Iraqi Freedom, August 2nd, 2006. Mama Lee, as she is affectionately called by so many of Mark Allen's brothers in arms. Debbie Lee is here with us in Studio 22 today. Her story is powerful, compelling. I have loved over the last year getting to know her, and as a human being, as a person, as somebody who, when you see her, you just want to hug her neck and just love on her a little bit, and she loves you back, and I like people like that. And I'm glad you guys are here. I want to encourage you, go get to where the podcasts are offered, man. And you people say, well, how do you do this podcasting thing? It's pretty easy. You Google Chad Prather Show podcast and just see what pops up. Go to Apple Podcasts. You can do that. It's an app. It's built right into your iPhone. You can go to iTunes Music and look at podcasts. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Go to Stitcher. Go to SoundCloud. Go to Podbean. You can go to blazetv.com. You can go to chadprather.com. You can go to watchchad.com. Every single one of those links is going to take you directly to where you get this podcast. I think people, Puppet Master, I think people get lost in the idea of the word podcast. I think they feel like that's some kind of technological. One thing is they think that the videos that I do in the truck, that those are podcasts. They're not. Those are called vlogs.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of a simple thing because it literally downloads onto your phone, but it's hard for people to understand what it is, I guess. I don't know.
It's free radio is what it is. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to do anything. You just go and you get it. And here's the thing. I heard the great one, Mark Levin, Mr. Producer. I heard him answer a call last night on his radio show, and somebody said, would you please put your radio show out where we can hear it and like time, you know, like if we miss something, if we don't hear it live, we should be able to go back and listen to it. And he said, well, you go to the podcast, listen to the podcast. And she was like, oh my gosh, you mean to tell me that I can listen to whichever part, I can back it up and listen to it over again, or I can start from the very beginning even though I missed the thing live? Yes, that's what a podcast is all about. It puts you in control of the quote unquote radio show. Okay, that's what a podcast is. Chad Prather Show. We're going to sit down with Mama Lee. We're going to have us a good old time. I want you to go to watchchad.com. Not only can you get the podcast there, not only can you get the YouTube links to come see me. Look at here. Ooh, pow, pow, right here in the Studio 22. But you can also find my tour schedule because we got all kind of places coming up. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wichita, Kansas, They both end in ass, all right? Texas and Kansas. But I'm going to be in Wichita, Kansas. We come into Addison, Texas, Houston, Texas. I've got a show on October 18th in Victoria, Texas. Kansas. Come on now. Go to watchchad.com. It is party time, Mom. We're going to get this party started with Mama Lee. Come on, stay tuned. We're coming with you. The Chad Breather Show. Hey, everybody, guess what? Losing your hair sucks. If you're a man, that's why we wear hats. And I'm going to help you with that problem. What you may not know is that your loss of hair could be because you're losing a hormone in your body called DHT. And I want to talk to you about a possible solution. Now, the FDA has approved two hair treatment products that help control your DHT and prevent hair loss. It's even triggered hair regrowth in a good percentage of guys. Now, until now, those products have been very expensive and you required a doctor visit, but you don't have to worry about that anymore because now you have Keeps. You've heard about Keeps, right? Keeps offers the generic versions of those two FDA-approved hair products. So not only are they up to 90% effective, they're totally affordable, and I got you half off in order to get you started. With Keeps, you can save your hair without ever leaving the comfort of your couch right there at home. Just answer a few questions, snap a few pictures of your hair, and a licensed doctor is going to review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's going to be shipped discreetly to your door. Nobody's got to know. Just one day people are going to go, wow, you look kind of different today. You're looking good. That's right. You're tired of losing your hair? I'm going to get you a free online doctor consult and 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off. Go to keeps.com/loss. That's Keeps, KEEPS.com/loss. Go to keeps.com/loss. Everybody, we are sitting here in, obviously, the mothership, which is Studio 22. I'm still getting used to the digs. Like, this is like a fun little living room, and I'm still getting used to this much space. I'm enjoying it. And I know there's a lot of people out there, and you kind of get a little, you can't get used to me sitting on this side of the studio, or we're not in the old Studio 22, and it's still over there. Nobody's done it. It's like it hadn't burned to the ground or anything. And sitting over there, we got Party Foul's Pub over there. Do you like the name? Can we do that, Party Foul?
That's officially Party Foul Pub.
Yeah.
No longer that other name you like to call it. Don't even mention
Peanut
it.
Gallery.
Nope, don't even like that.
Well, the Peanut Gallery, of course, if you know your television history, was just, I just never valued y'all's opinion. And that's kind of the way it was. It was howdy doody.
I don't expect you to value my opinion as long as I'm here.
As long as you're there.
Yeah.
And I mean, you would think that as many shows as we tape, that, like, even in a single day, you would bring extra shirts that you could change into.
I did. I brought an extra shirt.
But you haven't.
Your guest today made a comment on my shirt, uh-huh. And I felt like, you know, most appropriate to wear it today.
Yeah. Well, we're great fans and great friends with now Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He was Major Dan. Now he is Lieutenant. He texted me the other day, and he signed off Lieutenant Colonel, and I was like, I didn't know. But Folds of Honor is a great organization. Fantastic folks. We get the opportunity to do a lot of good stuff with a lot of great organizations. And look, I'm not saying that as lip service. There's a lot of not so great organizations out there. I mean, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of organizations that serve the vet community and even the active duty military community. Not all of them so great. And I'm not going to get into the names of those, but I can list off, you know, a handful of folks out there that we're great partners with. You know, I serve on the board with American Valor, the family of Chris Cowell. His parents and Jeff and Amy, his brother and sister-in-law, and the 22 Kill, and just we could just go on and on and on. And one very special human being, one of my favorite people on the planet. This is a special lady who's sitting down here with us today in the hot seat, Mama Lee.
Oh yeah, Debbie yeah, Lee. I felt that.
Did you feel it?
Yeah,
I know exactly. Well, we give you a little shock, a little impulse.
Oh, that's it. That's what it was. Yeah.
It's not like the Howard Stern show around here. It's like we drop quarters in the chair and it gives
you
a little buzz.
Got it.
You just got off of an airplane. You flew in here from Arizona.
I did. Yes. Yeah. I just got here. Everything went as scheduled, which is always awesome because I fly a lot, and that's not always the case. So it's great when the flights are on time.
Does it bother you traveling?
No, I can travel pretty easy.
Yeah.
Usually doesn't bother me too much time zone changes. I flew from Phoenix last week to Charleston, South Carolina, and then immediate flew from Charleston to San Diego.
Oh.
And the time zone change, because I do it so much, it doesn't usually affect me. But.
I'm coast to coast a lot too, and it doesn't deal with me a lot. So, but different people travel differently. Yeah. It's not the traveling, it's the process of getting to the traveling. Like once I'm on the plane, I'm good. I sit down and boom, I'm good. But it's the dealing with the airport and the stress and things like that. But thank you for doing the traveling, because what you do is an important thing. Now, those of you who don't know, we're going to get into this story a little bit. But you and I met at the American Valor, at an American Valor event.
Yes. I think
sure it was.
It was the Chris Kyle Memorial Benefit.
Yeah. And you're in town because the Skyball is starting, which, of course, is something that American Airlines does every year in conjunction with a number of other organizations. Snowball Express, and it's a big, huge weekend event that they do
here
in
amazing.
DFW.
I think it is actually the largest military charity event in the United States.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's big.
And I'm a member of the Fort Worth Air Power Council, which someone will always correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the oldest still participating nonprofit organization that benefits the veteran community, and it's pretty strong here in Fort Worth, Texas, and they're an active part of it. So it's an exciting weekend. You're in here for that. We got to steal a little bit of your time.
Yeah, no, we've been trying to do this for a little bit, and I'm always in and out, but we were able to make our schedules work, so I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. I know the time is precious to you. But if you don't know Debbie Lee, if you don't know Mama Lee, her son, Mark Allen Lee, the very first Navy SEAL killed in action in Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2006.
Yes.
That launched you on a path of life that I imagine you had no intention or ever desired, certainly, but ever dreamed of getting into. How did that affect you initially?
Definitely the toughest day of my life. You know, I've been a widow for 25 years. You know, at that point, I'd only been 12 years, but I'd walked through death before. But there's nothing, they say the hardest grief to deal with for anyone is the instant death of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, I can tell you it's the toughest thing I've ever been through. I didn't have any choice, the news that was given to me that day. I could have refused to answer the door. Mm-hmm. I could have stuck my fingers in my ear and just ignored them. But that wouldn't have changed the fact that Mark was gone.
Yeah.
But I did have a choice how I responded. You know, and I tell people often my choice was to put on Mark's boots and pick up his weapon and stay in the fight for every man and woman that served. Stay in the fight for every other Gold Star family. And I'm not firing bullets at anybody yet, but, you know, it is a fight to make sure our veterans have what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And I, by any means, don't want to compare myself to what our men and women in the military do. I've been over to Iraq twice. You know, I went out on patrol three times with the 1st of the 4th Cav. Wasn't fired on. You know, I'm not going to say I was Hillary Clinton. I got off the plane and they were, you know, bombs were exploding. They were firing on me.
You know, Hillary just came out last week and was talking about how the gutsiest thing she ever did was stayed in her marriage with Bill Clinton. Now, forget getting shot at and those kind of things. It was to stay in their marriage. But anyway, that's a side point, because you're right, the hypocrisy
is
real.
Yes. But it makes such a difference to see the impact. It's been over 13 years since Mark gave his life.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the impact that he is still making around the world in a crazy, amazing way. I don't exaggerate it when I say millions and millions of lives continue to be changed by that young man. And that would probably happened if he was still here. Would I selfishly rather have him here? Of course.
Sure.
I miss him every day.
Yeah.
But to see the changes he's making, to see the impact, to see the lives that he's still saving in different ways is pretty phenomenal.
And you had two sons and a daughter. How many grandkids?
11 grandkids.
11 grandkids.
Yes, I am a blessed woman. That's just from two kids.
You are a blessed woman, and you're an attractive woman. That's why I keep flirting with you. Every time I see you, I like to hug on you and hold on a little extra. You know what I mean? Hashtag almost me too. I love you, and I appreciate you because I love your spirit, and I love just the grit and the guts and all that stuff, and you do it with such grace.
Oh, thank you.
You really do. But you're hardcore, and I like that.
Yeah, no, like you said, I went on a patrol with the 1st of the 4th Cav. I've been
to
Iraq twice.
You're not thin-skinned.
Not at all. And I think that's what works so well as I work with the veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they call me Mama Lee. And when that first started, it was Mark's teammates.
Yeah.
And he tried to explain to me the brotherhood thing. And I'm always like, yeah, I get it. You're close to these guys. But as close as your own brother you grew up with, you know, for 28 years. And he said, yes, Mom, that close. And I'm like, whatever. I didn't birth him, so that can't be. And the week that he died, we had five of them in our home. And I realized, oh, my gosh, they love Mark as much as we do. And they're hurting just as much as we are. Yeah. And so for me, that's when the light bulb went on. I went, those are his brothers. And that's when they started calling me Mama Lee. But I was very protective of that name.
Yeah.
And I felt like that should only be Mark's teammates, those that knew him. And then as I'd work with other veterans, they're like, you know, can we call you Mama Lee? We got this special relationship too. And because I think there's things that they will tell me that they wouldn't tell their own mom because they want to protect their mom. And not that they don't want to protect me, but that mother-son relationship. And yet I won't baby them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll give them the kick in the butt they need and say, you know, come on, really? You're in a different place now. You're back home. You're still fighting a battle. Did you go out in Iraq and say one day, I don't think I'll take my gun with me today. I don't think I'll put my body armor on. No, you went equipped for that battle.
Yeah.
So you need to do the same thing back home. It's a different battle, but you need to put your gear on and be prepared. Obviously, I'm not talking about picking up your gun and going shooting people in America, but there's still battle that you've got to.
We see that. I mean, 22 veterans a day killing themselves because of this. You know, the battles that go on with PTS, all of these things that are there. These guys that have, you know, Matt Locke sitting over here in the pub. He's the host of the Matt Locke Show. And, you know, Matt, you and I, we talk to a lot of veterans. We talk to a lot of folks who are involved with the vet community and the active duty military community. Because they're two very distinct things. They really are. And I always like to make that delineation because there's active duty. That's one thing because they're dealing with their own set of struggles. Mm-hmm. Their families left at home. And then you have, you know, the folks who have come home and they're out of the middle. And they seem to lose their sense of community. Mm-hmm. It's kind of gone. Have you encountered that?
Yeah, their sense of mission. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I've got goosebumps over here listening to you talk about the battles and what has to happen in the 22, you know, veterans a day that take their lives. They need a mission. Mm-hmm. They need a purpose. Mm-hmm. And they go overseas and they battle for this great country. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so amazing. And I didn't do that. And I'm a big, big veteran supporter. And God bless you.
Thank you. It's
an amazing story. I don't know you. It's the first I've met you today. But hell, I'm about ready to start crying over here. I got goosebumps.
Come on, make for good TV.
I've got goosebumps over here. It's amazing to listen to those stories of those men that knew your son.
Yeah.
And it's the family. Yep. It's the part of that. And our veterans, we can't do enough for them.
Yeah. And I bring that up because that's the point is you've done something to create a community. Because you're right. You're telling them, pick it up. There's still a battle to be fought.
Still a battle.
But you've created that community just in a family.
And it is. It's a pretty big family. You know, I quit trying to do Christmas presents anymore because there's too many. But, it's a blessing to be able. I mean, Mark is from Charlie Platoon on SEAL Team 3. Mm-hmm. Their sister platoon was Delta Platoon. That makes up Task Unit Bruiser. Task Unit Bruiser was the most highly decorated Special Forces unit in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And led by Jocko Willink, Leif Babin, Texas boy himself. And Chris Kyle was on Charlie Platoon with Mark. You know, we had Ryan Jobe and Seth Stone and amazing men. One of the boys, Johnny Kim's astronaut, you know, select right now. Mm. You know, these are some amazing warriors and leaders that was a unique unit that worked together and made some amazing changes in Iraq. I got to see those changes, you know, when I went over there and see the impact. And I think that ties in, you know, to that amazing letter that Mark wrote just several weeks before he was killed, you know, and he says, we will get Iraq to stand on its own two feet. It'll take longer than most think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that letter was almost, you feel like it's divine intervention. You know, it wasn't his, if you're reading this, you know, I'm gone.
Yeah.
He wrote it about 2.5 weeks before he was killed. And I think there was about 12 of us that were on the email thread when we got it. And the wisdom and knowledge and emotion and passion that he writes that letter with. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could take just a few paragraphs, you know, and life-changing, you know, and he ends that letter with, to my family and friends, do me a favor, pass on the kindness, the love, the precious gift to human life. And you see one of America's toughest warriors that we had, and yet you see that compassion, you know, coming out of him.
And obviously anyone, and it's kind of been, it's kind of been overdone in how we think about it. But when you talk about a Navy SEAL, you're talking about an elite warrior, somebody who has pushed themselves to the limit. This is a person who's been tested. You know, if they can make you quit, they want to make you quit. So to accomplish that and be a part of those teams, that's an amazing feat as a human being. I mean, it's an amazing physical accomplishment, but also mental accomplishment. But to still have that almost spiritual sensitivity and insight to that, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and it was a prophetic thing. And that's why, you know, I am so fascinated and am so convinced in the divine, you know, that God orchestrates so many things, even in tragedy.
Very much so. And he doesn't waste pain. And and for me, that's obviously where my strength comes from, to be able to do what I do. You know, like I said, I lost a husband who took his own life 25 years ago. My children's father, you know, was very abusive and, you know, tried killing me. So there's a lot of stuff in my past.
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't for my faith that when I got the word about Mark, I think I would have said, I'm done. This is just too much. But God doesn't waste that pain. He will take that and use that as we're seeing, you know, and what we're doing through our foundation to be able to change lives, you know, in an amazing way.
And it's a beautiful thing. You know, you can look at the awards that Mark was given posthumously. You can look at, he's been immortalized in film at this point through American Sniper, as well as
There's a lot of books written about
him. The books that have been written.
Extreme Ownership, The Last Punisher. I think there's 10 of them we sell on our website. I'm a contributing author in 3 of them. But and the History
Channel.
And then the
Mark Luttrell story even. Yeah. There's, his name is on the patch,
And, you know, that's interesting because Marcus's real name is Mark Allen, spelled M-A-R-C-A-L-A-N. Just like my son.
Just like Mark's,
After Marcus's recuperated after Operation Red Wing and all the horrific stuff he went through, he wanted to go back. He didn't want to leave the combat zone the way it was from 2005. And he went back and replaced Mark after he died. And I'm like, that's
amazing.
You know, how bizarre is that?
It's amazing.
You know? But there's a lot of things, you know, that happen and unique things that you just go, okay. Yeah,
that's an amazing thing because I truly believe that we are eternal beings and you give your life for something that is so much bigger. And it's not a martyrdom, so to speak, but it is something that by that sacrifice the message is so largely and exponentially amplified that it really is almost like the special angels among us.
Yeah.
That God ordained to be these great human beings.
Yeah.
And it's a sacrifice for your country, but it speaks so many more volumes.
Very much so. I wrote August 2nd every year, I write something, you know, to remember Mark. And of course, it's been 13 years. So, you know, I've told the story where I got his name, you know, which means mighty warrior. That's what the meaning of Mark. You know, I've told about his heroic actions. I've told stories of him growing up. And so this year as I was writing, I'm like, oh, okay, well, now what am I going to write about?
Yeah.
And I oftentimes say Mark was redeployed to heaven. I will see him again one day. So I wrote on redeployed. And typically in our community, that means they're coming back home. And I met the guys when they came home and Mark wasn't with them. You know, he didn't redeploy back home. But there's another definition for redeployed, and it says, or sent to another area of operation where you're more effective. And that's what happened with Mark.
Amazing.
You know, God didn't cause Mark's death. It was the evil in this world that caused, but it didn't take him by surprise.
Yeah.
And he's taken that and used that, you know, for Mark's glory. And again, that comes back to how he opens that letter.
Yeah.
Some men seek glory. Others find it stumbling on them, not expecting them to find it.
Yeah.
And Mark wasn't looking for glory, but it sure found him in more ways than one.
It's usually the unsuspecting that's there. And it's while, of course, from a parent's perspective and anyone's perspective looking in, tragic, you got a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, I am very proud. Very proud of Mark. And
not just Mark, but I mean, I know your other children, because you haven't suffered through this alone. I mean, you know, you got a daughter and a son who lost a brother.
Yes, very much so.
And so it's been an ongoing
fight. And these nieces
fight.
And nephews who lost an uncle. But, you know, it's pretty amazing. My oldest son served in the Marines. My son-in-law was in the Army. Mark was in the Navy. My mm-hmm. brother completed 33 years in the Air Force.
Y'all did it all.
So I can do the hoo-yah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. Yeah. And the Air Force doesn't have one. So I had to make it up. It's jacuzzi.
Yeah. I need to remember that.
Yeah, you should.
How do you run branches. Around in all of that greatness? I mean, know. How do you even function?
I know.
With all of that greatness yeah. around you.
Yeah. It is.
No, I'm blessed. There were a lot of struggles for my kids growing up. You know, they'll be the first to tell you I wasn't the perfect mom, but, you know, we persevered. We didn't give up. And, you know, very proud of all of them and the grandkids that I have watching them grow. That's pretty amazing. There's nothing better than grandkids. They're pretty awesome.
Oh, bite your tongue. My oldest daughter, she's about to be 22. Thank God she's focused on, she better be, girl, I'm talking to you. You better be focused.
Are you listening? Dad's talking to you.
On that education right now. You better be. We're paying a lot of money for you to be at that school. So, it's something. But you know what? You moved on. You moved on into this passion and this mission and mm-hmm. this thing that you're doing now, which is so important. Let's talk a little bit about that.
You bet. So we started America's Mighty Warriors mm-hmm. In response to that amazing letter that Mark wrote. And I think one of the first things that really touched me was he said, when's the last time you paid for a stranger's cup of coffee or a meal or a tank of gas? And so I started, before I had the foundation, just doing those things on my own because I knew that would honor Mark, that, you know, mm-hmm. was what he'd ask us to do. And then 7 weeks after we lost Mark, Mike Mansoor, who was on Delta Platoon, the sister platoon, fell on a grenade and lost his life. And I knew I needed to be there. We were early on in the grief. So in the Navy SEAL community, we've gotten much better at knowing how to handle the loss and the grief, but that was still pretty early.
Well, and let me remind people, because if we're talking to Debbie Lee, affectionately known by amongst mm-hmm. her sons as Mama Lee.
And others. Others.
There's some others. But you know what? Let me just remind you now, her son Mark Allen Lee was killed, first Navy SEAL killed mm-hmm. in Operation Iraqi Freedom 2006, August 2nd, 2006.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're talking about the very first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. I mean, how much in 13 years? In deal, because it was so many things so new.
Yeah.
Back in 2006.
Yeah.
And I hope that the grieving process and how it's dealt with, at least, you can't make it better, but can you make it?
We've learned things
more
that
efficient
help.
Almost. Yes. Like yes. I need to process it this way or a certain way, and to each their own, they all do it differently, but.
Yeah, very much so.
It has evolved, I would think.
It has evolved. You know, we've made lots of changes in the community and the support that's there.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't that way in the beginning. And I didn't have another Gold Star mom walking alongside me, you know, saying, here's what you're going through, that's normal, or this is not okay, or do this, or don't do that. And I'm not a whiner or complainer, so, I wasn't going to do that. But I'm like, you know what? I can change it for somebody else. I can make sure nobody else has to go through this alone. So that was about the same time Mark's teammates were coming back when we lost Mikey, and I knew I needed to go over there and support the family. I had no clue what I was going to do, but I knew I just needed to be there. And so that was the first family that we supported. We just had, on the 29th of September, the 13 years of his passing, but went over there. And when I got there, it was the same hotel that we stayed in for Mark's funeral. He had the same casket Mark had, buried at the same cemetery. And when I got there at the hotel, they were getting ready to load up to go to the funeral, load the family up. And I remember standing there, and I know what's ahead for them, you know? Mm-hmm. And the Admiral came up to me and he said, we want you in the vehicle with the family. I'm like, oh, no. This is not about me. This is not about Mark. I am just here to support the family. And he said, exactly, that's why we want you in that. Mm. And as we pulled up to the cemetery, you know, and I saw the casket, and I saw the same view from just 7 weeks before when we lost Mark, still very fresh in the grief. And except now I knew what it was like to get that folded flag.
Yeah.
But there is no better comfort than someone who's walked in the steps. I don't care what you're going through in life. When you can connect with someone else that's walked through your path and has been successful and overcame, that is so encouraging. I could try to explain to you what it's like to lose a child. I could use the most descriptive words, but there's no way that you could understand.
It is the parent's greatest fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would assume that
you deal with that reality as your child signs up and agrees to go do this.
Right.
You take this job on. But you're right. Walking with somebody through that, I would think, is the epitome of empathy. Mm. It is the definition of the word of saying, I'm going to come alongside you because I've been there and I've walked that same path.
Yeah.
Put my arms around you and let's share our hearts because our hearts are both broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, I every time, you know, I'm out in public and on stage so many places, I try to, without fail, say that, you know, America's the greatest country on the planet because we have these men and women who are willing to put on a uniform knowing full well that today they could be sacrificing their lives, and they do it honorably and willingly for our liberty.
Yeah. And Mark says that very thing in his letter. He said, we have an amazing country that we live in.
Yeah.
But we have an obligation to keep it that way.
Yeah. What do you think about things that are going on in the country today? I mean, do you feel when things are just getting crazy? And, you know, I don't need to go into examples, but sometimes we look at the country, we watch the news, and we're like, people are crazy.
Yes. I think we have done a flip. What used to be right is wrong. What used to be wrong is right. We've just totally flipped upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And common sense has totally left the majority of people.
It's gone.
It's just gone. I have no idea what's happened to people. That's why I tell people, I can figure things out. I'm not a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Why don't we just do these simple things, you know? And, oh, wow, never thought about that. But, yeah, I don't know. And I think part of it grew up from, you know, saying, well, we don't talk about religion and we don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
That's why it's gone this way, because we haven't been talking about things.
Right.
And as conservatives, you know, we're law-abiding, respectful the majority of the time, not that we don't have a few, you know, cuckoos on our side,
too. I don't know what to talk about.
But we've got to speak up. We've got to make our voice be known. And yes, it's tough when you're home, you know, raising your children and you're focused on that. But we still, like Mark said, have an obligation to keep it that way. And that's why, you know, you'll find me up in the halls of Congress, you know, lots of times. We have four main programs through our foundation. And the first one was the Random Acts of Kindness that I talked about. We do go up to a $5,000 grant on those. Typically, that's a little more crisis situation. Mm-hmm. You know, someone's child has cancer, their house just burnt to the ground, they just moved in, didn't get renter's insurance, or, you know, those type of things. Although we did do the one of the Air Force units here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. They had done back-to-back deployments, and we sent them all to the Texas Ranger games, paid for their drinks, let them get their food and, you know, some goodies, hats or whatever, and just
time.
To celebrate and say thank you to them.
Yeah.
We also have our Helping Heroes Heal program, and with that, our veterans struggling with post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injury, we're paying for hyperbaric oxygen therapy, hormone and vitamin therapy.
I need all of that.
Natural things.
I haven't been through anything, well, Debbie, and I need all of that.
It's healing the brain. I'm not sure that could help you, Chad.
Agreed. Oh, well. Truth but hurts.
Sorry. Hey, what can I say, you know?
You got it.
But, so we're doing those things and seeing amazing results. We've been pretty heavy, and we do all branches of the military, but I've been pretty heavy with SEALs. A lot of the team guys have gone through and received amazing changes in their life. And so they're all telling each other, or they're asking, hey, what happened to you? Why are you so different? But in the month of May, I had four team guys that completed the program, and they all reached out to me, the first one by phone, and said, I wouldn't be alive today. If it wasn't for you and your foundation. Talk about motivation to keep doing what you're doing. But as we talked more, he said, you literally saved my life. And I thought of Mark on his final actions on August 2nd, three different times just that day, ran into the line of fire to save his teammates. And I thought, oh my gosh, Mark is still saving his teammates, you know?
His impact
that he's having is still changing the world. And that's been amazing to see that. I get so frustrated. I have had calls with two of the secretaries of the VA trying to make this, you know, standard of care for our veterans. And they keep saying, oh, you know, it's not proven. the studies are out there. It's proven. But we actually just introduced legislation 2 weeks ago. It's called the PTS and TBI Treatment Act. Which, if we can get that passed, then the VA will have to pay for.
Let me make some phone calls.
There you go. Hey, anybody that's listening, we could use your help.
Yeah.
But yes. And then we do, here in Texas, we do retreats for our Gold Star families, which is a family who's lost a loved one in combat. And that's out in Hawkins, Texas. And we take them twice a year out there. beautiful facility, and just let them know they're loved and appreciated and that we won't ever forget them.
That's great.
We do a lot of advocacy, so if there's an injustice, we'll try to step in and make that right. We have two homes, one in Arizona, one in Florida, called the Heroes Hope Home and the Serenity Hope Home, where Gold Star families can stay for free. And again, just let them know. Yeah. We won't forget your hero, and we won't forget you. We do dinners after the Army-Navy game and events all over the United States, mm-hmm. and very active and taking care of those who paid for the price for the freedoms exactly. we enjoy every single day.
Exactly. Well, we honor the memory of Mark Allen Lee mm-hmm. and the legacy, and you know, pray that through people listening and watching this episode, just remember and remember that not only are great men and women out there giving their lives for our liberty and our freedom, mm-hmm. but the things we enjoy every day.
Yes.
And the simple things, they really do. And I love that perspective. You say he's still giving his life.
Mm-hmm.
To save these men and these women. Yep. It's great. Yep. What is the best way for people to get in touch with you, to find you, the website, help you? What are the best ways?
So the website is americasmightywarriors.org. Mm-hmm. There's a place they can reach out, send a comment, make a donation, look at our merchandise, purchase merchandise to support us, read more about Mark. That mm-hmm. amazing letter is up there. Read more about what we're doing. That's probably the best way to reach out to us.
americasmightywarriors.org. Always remember .org, .org, .org.
That's it.
Because people, I get messages all the time. They're like, well, I went to the website.
And, yep.
Well, you know, my dial-up wasn't working.
They can call us.
I was cranking my dial-up.
If they don't have internet, they can reach us. Our phone number is 623-537-5322.
Perfect. I love it. We'll put that up there. Yeah. americasmightywarriors.org. Go on there. Check out. Learn more. Get involved. You know, we're constantly putting our friends out there, and there's no excuse. No excuse. You know, we want that number, that suicide rate to be zero. We want it to be zero.
Yes.
And, you know, we've been in this long, perpetual war, really, for the last 18, 19 years. And our men and our women are coming home, and they've been put through things that we've had Scott Husing on here numerous times, you know, the Second Battle of Ramadi. And, I mean, these guys have seen things that human beings aren't designed to see these things and go through these things.
Yes.
So many different folks and so many stories. Thank you for telling yours and sharing Mark's.
Of course.
It matters. Yeah,
it's huge. It matters. But you know what? Everybody has a story that they can tell. And even if it's not military, my takeaway would be, no matter what you're going through, whether you're struggling with your health, your finances, your marriage, you know, whatever your circumstance that you're struggling with, you can be an overcomer. It's your choice. Yeah. You didn't have any control maybe over the circumstances, but you do have a choice how you respond, and you can be an overcomer.
That's what I tell my wife every day, Matlock. I tell her, she complains about me all the time, and I'm like, baby, you can overcome this.
I can I ask a question? Because you say you're up on Capitol Hill pretty frequently, right?
You bet.
You ever grab a congressman by the ear, just lead him down the hall and say, look here, Sonny.
Well, there's a few times I was close.
You got some stories, don't you? I think there could be some stories.
I got some stories.
Because if anybody should have the full right to do it.
Yes. But what you've went through, and then to go up there to the swamp, and I know you're getting feedback. I know you're getting pushback. I mean, you know, there are some snakes up there.
Oh, there's a few snakes up there.
I could picture you dragging a congressman down the hall by his ear saying, come on, we're going to get this done.
Yep, exactly. And I was close to doing that at one of the San Francisco games when Colin Kaepernick started his
crap.
Yes.
I
was going to bring up old Colin there a minute ago. Oh, and then I was like,
I wrote an open letter to Colin Kaepernick. And we were there for another friends of mine who had walked across the United States for Gold Star families to honor them. And they were doing the coin toss. Well, the bus that they chartered to get us there got stuck in traffic. So I missed the national anthem. And I look back and I think that probably was grace, because literally I would have been on the field grabbing him by the ear saying, young man, you stand up. That red stripe on that flag represents my son's blood. Yes. You will not dishonor that. Yeah. You know, so.
Yeah. God bless you.
I appreciate that perspective. Amen. I do. It's real. It's real.
Yes.
I love this woman. Love this woman.
Yeah.
She got off an airplane, came in here. And she's going to go do more good stuff tonight. Go have fun. I'm going to see you. I'll see you this weekend.
All right.
I'll be over there for the I'm sure I'll be over there Saturday night.
Awesome.
Yeah, and Skyballs. It's such a fun thing.
It is a great event. I think this is probably our sixth year maybe that we've been involved, not always as a foundation, but that I've been at Skyball. And so many patriots in Texas America, love our veterans. That's why I tell people all the time, Texas is our state of biggest support.
Yeah, I love going. That's one of my favorite events. And then I love always, every year we go to the Armed Forces Bowl at TCU.
That's another good one. We've done
that
once.
And we get to visit with so many patriots and so many veterans and just so many good folks. And I was just recently over at the Joint Naval Air Force Base in Fort Worth. The Air Force actually gave me, the fighter pilots actually gave me a call sign and a fighter flight jacket from Folds of Honor.
Nice.
What an honor that was.
Nice.
What's your call sign?
Peach.
Peach?
Peach.
Like the peach.
Well, you know, I'm from Georgia.
Oh.
And it means something. It's an acronym for something that I'll tell you once we get out of here. Yeah. You know, everything stands for something. And so Dan Rooney and the guy, they got together. We had a little thing over at the base here recently, and they honored me with that, which, again, it's an honor. I carry no whatsoever. It's just a humbling honor.
It's not Maverick or Iceman or something cool.
It's Peach, and I'll own it with pride because that's basically, I'm a candy ass. You know I am. And that's, my mom knows I am. Mom, you had party time, Mom. So, you know, it's, but I've been so honored with all of these things because all I've done is just been a vocal proponent of our armed forces and
but
our
that's
veterans.
That's huge. That is huge.
I'm not backing away from it because I have people over, you know, social media who want to jump on me and they say, yeah, you're just one of those guys that just think the military can do no wrong. You know, our veterans, they just deserve everything. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, pretty much, because you're, you know, you would have nothing.
Yeah.
You would have nothing. And I'm talking about all the way back to the 1770s. You would have nothing without these folks out there, these good old boys and good old gals who went out there and said, you said what? I'm shooting you in the head. Like, that's the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, all the way back to the Revolutionary War. That's why I'm telling you, man, we live a privileged life. We're the greatest country that's ever existed because of the greatest men and women who have served and sacrificed their lives for our liberty.
Yes.
And so, I think they deserve everything.
I agree.
Everything.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I spoke at Lockheed Martin, and then they let me fly the F-35 simulator. And of course, my background's aerospace science. I didn't complete my degree. I fell and couldn't pass my first class medical to fly anymore. So I'm a pilot at a plane since 1986.
I'd still go up with you.
I went over and it's amazing.
Pilot a plane too?
Yeah, that was my background. I haven't since 86,
but I got to fly
the F-35 simulator. That was amazing.
Is
they
there
said
a comic
most of the
book
pilots
written about you?
No,
I mean, you're like a superhero.
Could be, Mama Lee.
I know.
Kidding. And here we have another guest that makes me feel like an underachiever.
Yeah, I'm inadequate. I got to go now. See ya.
But you know who we would have to get in here to make you feel like an overachiever?
I have no idea.
We would have to throw a dead slug on the chair over here.
But it was awesome. That aircraft was amazing.
How did you fly it in the simulator? How was it?
It was unreal. Technology changed a lot from 1986 then. But I actually landed it on the runway. I went off on the grass just a little bit. But they said the real pilots lots of time can't do that.
Yeah, I flew the simulator in Colorado. And I wrecked that thing out.
But this was May when, I don't remember which year, probably... I'm bad with time. Anyway, it was when the Joint Chiefs of Staff had made his stupid comment about Ramadi. And he said, there's no significance or symbolism to Ramadi. And when I heard that comment, it just was like a sucker punch in my gut. And I'm like, don't tell me there's not significant or symbolism. My son's blood is on that soil over there. And I reached out and sent a letter to him demanding an apology and actually got an apology.
Got it. Good for you.
But as I'm flying that simulator, I'm like, I know you've got the real planes on the other side. Just go load it all the way. You know, I'll take it over. That black flag won't be flying over Ramadi anymore. I'll make sure that ISIS flag is gone. And, you know, what are they going to say? That poor grieving mom, she lost her mind. And, you know, right? Yeah. But,
oh, well.
So,
I love you.
But we have to take a stand. We have to make a difference. You know, obviously, you're given a different platform than I have, than your listeners have, but we all need to use our voices. And thank you for using your voice to support our military. you know, to get those stories out there, to talk about those good organizations, you know, that are really making a difference and are spending their money wisely.
There are good ones.
Yep.
There are good ones. There are bad ones.
Yep.
Do your research.
Yeah.
And America's Mighty Warriors, check them out. Go to AmericasMightyWarriors.org and get to know Debbie Lee. Mm-hmm. You'll be glad that you did it. And support everything she's got going on. Thank you for coming in. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Hanging out.
You now, bet.
You can go have fun all weekend.
Thank
all.
You. Awesome.
Rock and
yeah,
roll.
I'm going to go put my gown on and go to the ball.
I know it. Last year, I went to the thing and I put my tuxedo on and I was like, this doesn't fit the same way. I wound up not wearing the tuxedo. I wore a suit instead.
We could take care of that. We could take you out to Coronado with the SEALs and you could do some drills
you
with them.
Stop your talking. You stop your talking.
As long as there's a McDonald's along the way for him to stop and eat
with extra sauce on the Big Mac.
Yeah.
I am so out of playing shape. I was never in that kind of shape. I've been to Coronado, though. I've hung out with the SEALs. I've been out there. And let me tell you, golly, man, you want to talk about human specimens. Just phenomenal men, human being, warriors. Oh, what an incredible, God bless America.
Yes.
God bless America.
The Tradet building, which is the training detachment, is named the Mark A. Lee Training Center after Mark. So I'm sure I could get you in the gym there and get you hooked up.
I'm sure you could, but no, I'm good.
I'm sure I can get you in the gym there,
I'm
she
sure
says.
You could. I'm sure you could, but you know, I just, look at me. I'm sedentary. Look at me, Debbie. Come on, Debbie.
Come on.
Look at this.
Everybody was at one point, right?
Yeah. At one point in time, you know, whatever. Now I'm thinking about getting Cole sculpted for my double chin here. We got to get out of here. Hey, check it out, AmericasMightyWarriors.org. Debbie Lee, I love you. Mama Lee, I love you.
Thank you
for coming in. Hey, guys, go where podcasts are offered. Listen, download, rate, review. Only 5 stars. Only thing we accept. Go to my YouTube channel, Chad Prather. Subscribe. Hit the notification button so that you know every time, Monday through Thursday night, whenever we're on, you're going to know that we're on. If you want to watch it, YouTube. If you want to listen to it, go to where podcasts are offered. And, hey, we live in the greatest country on the planet and in the history of the world. And for those of you who want to say we don't, let me tell you something. This country's lifted more people out of anguish, out of poverty, out of oppression than anybody in history. Don't you ever forget it, and don't you ever apologize for it. God bless you guys. I love you. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.